time here at Mellon Park, and certainly a very happy Mellon Park. First year back in the All-Ireland League, Division 2C. Once again, finishing with a victory, which they've had quite a few this week, this year. Final score was Oma 19, Bruff 14. So that result means that Oma will certainly be in the playoffs. Whether they get a home draw in the playoffs has to be seen. But what a great performance by this Oma side, who only last year were playing in Rugby Championship 1. And to beat a team like Bruff, you know, a Munster side who have been very much to the fore quite a bit. Not the team that they were maybe two or three years ago, but nevertheless a Munster side. And I know Munster side's easy. A tremendous game of rugby, I have to add. Both sides intent on scoring tries, although they only got two each. But nevertheless, the pace of the game was tremendous. The skill level, the offloading, and I've said this before, some of the rugby I've seen up at Oma this year has been absolutely tremendous. And I think a lot should go to Phil Marshall and his coaches, and certainly the players who gave their all in front of a very, very big crowd who roared them on really well. It was Bruff who took the lead after 11 minutes whenever continuous play in the 22 saw centre Jack O'Grady take a crash ball, and then he went without half Terry Cahill, converting 7 points to nil. But 5 minutes later, a great run by centre Luke Hansen from Oma. At the breakdown, Bruff were penalised, and out half Scott Elliott converted, making 7 points to three. There was no more scoring until the 36th minute, even though Ryan Mitchell almost got over after he grubbered ahead, but the ball was cleared near the line. 36 minutes, there was a great counter-attack from 10 metres out, and great support play. So wing forward Adam Longwell dive over in the corner. That made it 8 points to seven, and that was the score half-time. Elliott extended the lead with a penalty 2 minutes after the restart, making 11 points to seven. And Darcy, who had a great chance in front of the post, muffed a very, very bad kick. But then the Bruff centre, O'Grady, he got over, and a very, very good run he dived over. And O'Grady this time, a complete contradiction to the first kick from the touchline, put it over. That meant that the Munster side were leading by 14-11. Oma managed to get another penalty, which Elliott put over to make it 14-0 at this stage. One wondered what was going to happen. We're still almost about 25 minutes to go. And then in the space of about 7 minutes, 55 minutes, there was a great break by McLean, the Oma fullback. Centre Hansen was just pushed into touch near the line. 3 minutes later, again, there was another great piece of play. And winger Ryan Mitchell, he was just tackled short. But eventually, in 62 minutes, Oma got the try that mattered from a 5-metre scrum. Scrum half, Stuart McLean flicked the ball up. Mitchell this time had no difficulty diving over 19-14 into the wind. It was a very hard conversion, and it went wide. Then Oma had a bit of a scare in 72 minutes. Whenever replacement second row Michael Cook came on for Bruff, he soared away inside the Oma 22, and some great defence just saw him being stopped short of the line. It was a scrum to Bruff, but Oma produced a scrum of the game, turned the ball over, cleared the lines, and really, at the end, they got the play right down into the Bruff half, and that's when it finished. And certainly a super game, and well done. But Helen O'Reilly, one of the female officials now doing a lot of the AIL games, was refereeing. And once again, everybody was very complimentary. She was very, very decisive at the breakdown. No, I heard very few people saying that's a bad decision. And certainly there's a few of these female referees now are putting their foot forward in rugby circles, very, very much so. And she was really, really good in that one. So a great way to finish the season. They'll have to wait now and see how the other games go. Sligo with Thome in the top of the table clash, and how will Malahide do? But nevertheless, from Oma's point of view, they've reached the playoffs in their first season in All-Ireland Division 2C, and they'll be delighted with that. And certainly it's been a great season, and congratulations to all here at Mellon Park. Chris, at the Judges Road, unfortunately, the wheels came off once again from Derry. From leading 20 points to 15, I'm led to believe that Wanderers ran on five more scores. That made the final score at Judges Road, City of Derry 20, Wanderers 39. I haven't heard any more from the Old Crescent Rainy game, but I know that Old Crescent were leading 15-3, and I would be rather surprised if the Ross Bryan team didn't win that one.